This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Inspired by her experience caring for both of her grandmothers, Riverside native April Devlin has recently wrote, illustrated, and self-published a children's book called Grandma, Do You Remember? Told from the perspective of two children as they navigate their grandmother's experience with dementia. Proceeds from the book are going toward Briar Hill Haven, the nonprofit April founded, which is in the process of providing safe, compassionate, and affordable housing for seniors in need. April's here to tell us more. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Start by telling us what inspired you to write Grandma, Do You Remember?
Well, the inspiration comes from real life. I'm watching both of my grandmothers go through the heartbreaking journey of Alzheimer's and dementia. And as we began to care for my grandma, it became very evident that helping my children understand dementia and what was happening to her was just as important as caring for my grandma. So we just wanted to create a gentle, honest story filled with love that helps children to process what's happening, to make it not so scary, not so shocking, and then open the door for families to have those hard conversations.
Why do you think dementia and Alzheimer's are such devastating diagnoses?
I think it's just so shocking to people at first. Like, you never think that it's going to happen to you or your loved one. And then when it does, it's like, well, now what? What do we do? Where do we go from here? And I think we don't talk about it enough. So people struggle to understand what dementia and Alzheimer's means and how to navigate those things and how to best support their loved ones. And then those behaviors and different things can be kind of shocking. So if we know and expect those, then it's not so hard when it happens.
How old were your children when you started this journey?
When my grandma Rose was diagnosed, she was already in the advanced stages of Alzheimer's. By the time my son was born, he was about 2 when she passed away. So he didn't really recognize what was happening then. But with my grandma Norma, he was 8 and our daughter was 4. So they started noticing those subtle changes, those off behaviors, kind of the weird questions. And so it's important to explain to them what's happening so that they're not so taken aback and not taking things personal.
Walk us through the book. What can readers expect from the story?
Well, as you mentioned, the book is told from the viewpoint of 2 young siblings modeled after my own children, and they started to notice some changes in their great-grandma. So it covers the full journey from those small memory lapses that we all attribute to age to her diagnosis and then through the later stages. And then we also delicately touch on loss as well.
Why did you choose to write the book from the perspective of a child?
Well, kids often notice things well before adults realize that they do, and then they ask those hard questions when we're at least prepared or at least expect them to. So writing from their viewpoint was most authentic and then gives me a chance to reach them at their level. Kids are naturally curious, honest, and loving, but this gives them a foundation of understanding to help break down the barriers of memory loss and then make those unexpected moments less shocking and less scary, and then also helps them to understand to not take things personal.
How did you and your family navigate your grandmother's diagnoses?
Well, looking back, it seems like a roller coaster, but when you're in the trenches, you just keep taking one one step and day by day. We all notice the subtle little changes, things that we just attributed to age. And then as those changes became more and more prevalent, our conversation shifted to what was best for her and what was safest for her. So there's grief in watching someone fade away when they're still physically in front of you, but we have to keep moving forward every day for them to make those hard decisions, supporting one another, and then just trying to show up with love, grace, and patience as best as we can. And it's not easy. There are a lot of days that I think I probably could or should have done that better or said something differently, but every day is a new chance to start. And thankfully, she usually doesn't remember when I haven't had as much grace as I needed to.
What advice would you give to families who have a loved one struggling with dementia, especially families with young children?
Just talk about it. You know, kids understand so much more than we think that they do. So being honest and having them feel comfortable to be able to ask questions or make observations and make sense of it in their own minds. And if we break down those barriers around memory loss and the behaviors associated with it, then when those mix-ups or confusion or not remembering and some of those weird outbursts that happen sometimes happen, it's not so shocking for them. And then they can respond and shift gears. Kids are resilient and they shift gears quickly and a lot easier than adults do.
How has your perspective on dementia changed over the years now that you've been both a caregiver and an advocate through this book?
Well, it's definitely opened my eyes, made me more compassionate, more patient, and just seeing how many different families are walking along this road. So dementia can be so isolating for both the person and the caregiver and the family. So just trying to best care for a loved one, manage all of their legal aspects, and all of the things that come with this can be super overwhelming. So it's just important to talk about it and to find your community and find your people and find your support. But knowing that you're not alone.
I'm speaking with April Devlin, author of a children's book about navigating dementia called Grandma, Do You Remember? What do you hope to achieve with this book?
I hope that it gives families a gentle way to start those hard conversations and helps kids to feel supported, but also empowered to love their family member and help care for them. A person's diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia, but that doesn't have to define that person. That's just their diagnosis, not who they are. So while their memories fade, the love does not. And so I am so excited to see how the book is used in homes with families, schools, churches, and even doctor's offices using it as a resource.
What feedback have you gotten from the book so far?
So many people have shared their stories with me about their loved ones, and the fact that they can feel seen, heard, and comfortable to share their stories with me absolutely touches my heart and means the world. So that's the heart of it. That's why I wrote the book, was to help other families. I told my husband, if it helps one family, it will be worth it. I hope it does help more than one family because it was a lot of work. But the fact that more and more people are finding the book and using it as a resource and finding connection and support is absolutely indescribable.
And tell us about the local efforts and resources you'd like to highlight for families impacted by Alzheimer's and dementia.
Well, definitely the Alzheimer's Association and the Dementia Society are great resources, but there's a lot of great caregiver support groups that are right here in Riverside, and I'm hoping to bring more awareness to those and to give people more access. But definitely the most important resource that families can rely on or even just start with is their loved one's doctor and care team, because they truly are the experts in every facet of navigating these diseases, understanding them, and pointing families to specific resources that are best to help with their family member and their specific situation.
You're a lifelong Riverside resident. How has growing up here shaped your heart for community impact?
Well, Riverside is my home, where I grew up and where I learned what it means to be part of something bigger. My family has been part of the community and had roots for so many generations. My mom worked for the school district. My dad and my brother owned and operated a business here. My great aunt was a teacher and a coach, and then the list just goes on. So the community's given so much to my family and I, so we just want to give something back by caring for the most vulnerable.
Tell us about the nonprofit you founded that proceeds of the book go toward Briar Hill Haven.
Sure. Briar Hill Haven is our brand new nonprofit that we've launched. Our mission is to offer safe and compassionate housing solutions for unhoused people and seniors in need. We envision a world where every individual, regardless of their circumstance, has a safe haven to call home. And we empower people with faith, hope, and love so that they can thrive. It's named Briar Hill Haven after the small Italian neighborhood that my grandma and my great aunt and their family grew up in. This little neighborhood was in Youngstown, Ohio, and definitely was a huge sense of community for them, especially with their parents immigrating from Italy. And it was a community of passionate people who all cared for each other. So much of their life experience came from growing up in Briar Hill and definitely helped to shape the women that they were. Everyone was welcome in their home and around their table, and so that legacy has flowed through the generations that followed, through my generation, and even those that are following in their footsteps today.
You are also a business owner, podcast host, and mom. How do you juggle it all?
That's why I have all of these wrinkles. Some days I juggle it well. Other days, all the balls are dropping on the floor. But honestly, it just comes from the same place of trying to love people and care for other people and continue my family's legacy here in Riverside and then build something meaningful with my husband and my kids.
What's next for you?
Well, we're launching a nonprofit, Briar Hill Haven, and just trying to move forward in helping provide housing for seniors. You know, it's definitely an epidemic that seniors are living longer today than they have in the past, and so they are running out of money, or sometimes their pension doesn't quite catch up with the cost of living. So finding affordable housing and safe housing and a community for them is difficult. So just trying to be the bridge and build that support for them and offer that safe and compassionate housing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've been speaking with April Devlin, author of the children's book, Grandma, Do You Remember?, which is told from the perspective of two children as they navigate their grandmother's experience with dementia. How would you like us to get your book?
The book is available on Amazon via paperback or Kindle. So you can just go to Amazon and search by title, Grandma, Do You Remember?, or you can search by my name and it will come up.
Anything else you'd want us to know?
Just want to say thank you so much, Pepper, for having me. And my hope is the book brings light and comfort and understanding to families facing one of life's hardest journeys and hopefully helping children understand their loved one's diagnosis.
Thank you so much for talking with us today and for helping us start these conversations.
Thank you.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.